Morning. How are we doing?
Good.
Rolling through camp. Good day for us today to get caught up on a few things that we need to do, independent of Jacksonville and Houston tomorrow. So some things that we need to work on that are Patriot things, and looking forward to being in West Virginia, working with the Texans. That'll be a good opportunity to improve our team this week. So, big week for us.
Can you maximize this opportunity without revealing too much about what you're doing in training camp?
Yeah, this is really about us getting better. This isn't about, a big strategy session for the Texans. This is just trying to make our football team better. There are obviously a lot of things we need to work on. Texans are a very good football team, very competitive team, so sure we'll be able to evaluate a lot of things individually and work on our fundamentals and just move our team along, get closer to preparing for the 16-game regular season schedule.
You guys have done this a couple times, and we traveled somewhere else for joint practices. Have you found that these trips do anything for your team in terms of team building there?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, look, every practice, every trip, every situation is an opportunity. So we always try to make the most of our opportunities, whether here, somewhere else, one day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever they are. So, we'll get as much as we can out of this. Try to.
Chris, Keontae Davis, is he a player that you possibly would have been interested in April if the medical situation wasn't there? Is that a situation where you just wait for him to get healthy? Or is that a player that maybe wouldn't have been on the radar in April?
We've done quite a bit of work on him. I worked him out at Chattanooga myself in March. So, he's a good player. I don't think that he's any secret. We were able to add him to our roster. We'll just go forward with it and see how it goes.
Well, we've spoken a lot, I think, last year. In terms of the offensive line, you guys had basically the same five guys play the vast majority of the snaps together. And I guess about some of the benefits of that. But I want to ask about Ted Karras, who we've seen work with a few different groups. What makes him able to perform or execute well despite maybe some changing faces on either side of him?
Well, a lot of our continuity on the offensive line came at the end of the year, or maybe I should say after the beginning of the year. If you remember, at the beginning of the year, we didn't play ahead, didn't have Solder in Arizona. Shaq was not a full-time player for a couple weeks. He was coming back as well. So, actually, Ted played quite a bit for us early in the year. Cam started at left tackle for us in Arizona. So early in the year, actually, we had some used more than just those five guys. So you never know. Ted has played guard and center for us, primarily guard, but played center, also played a little bit in college there. So he has some flexibility on those inside positions. And a smart kid, tough kid, works hard down here every day. He's a grinder. We know that it's every position, but on the offensive line, you want to play away from, not having the continuity of those five guys. So we have to prepare for that.
What have you seen from him over the past year? I think maybe this is his first off season with you guys. Just how has he just grown or acclimated to this?
Yeah, hardworking kid. Quiet, a little different personality from Rob around here, but he's just comes in every day, works hard, runs well, has played for us in the kicking game. Some as a pass receiver, some as a fullback, so there's a little combination of skills there. you know, just trying to develop that kind of that role for himself. But, you know, hard-working kid that's improved. You know, he was kind of on and off the practice squad roster last year for the last, I don't know, maybe, I forget how many weeks it was, you know, 8 weeks, whatever the time frame was. But this year has obviously been a lot more consistent, as you said, through the offseason program, through OTAs, and through training camp. But he's been durable, hasn't missed a day, hasn't missed anything, just continues to work hard and get better.
A player like Brandon Cooks, who's as fast as he is, how important is it controlling his speed, maybe not going 100% at all times on every route and then turning it on when he needs to? Is that an element that a player can do? Is that an element that you look for in a player?
Well, I think all players like that. You know, there's an element of that to him. Guy who plays every play, you know, can play hard, but realistically there's another level, there's another gear at certain times, whether it be critical plays or a particular play, that I would say in my experience some of the good or great players have been able to identify and achieve that kind of play. Lawrence Taylor was one, you know. He played hard. He was a tough player, you know, one of the most competitive players I've ever coached. But, you know, every play wasn't the top play, but every important play was. So if it was the fourth quarter, a third down situation, you were going to get his top effort on that play, which is when you really needed it. Not saying that he didn't play the other plays hard. He did, but there was another gear based on the situation or the importance of a particular play, and he could recognize that. He could identify, okay, this is it. And, you know, he had that ability to reach down and get that, you know, top effort on that play, you know, when you need it the most. So that's, you know, I'd say one thing about the great players like LT. Some guys, you look at those plays and you kind of say, like, you know, come on, this is the biggest play of the game, and that's not his best play. I don't think I ever said that about Taylor. Maybe some other plays along the way, they're like, hey, we could do a little more than this here. We could do a little more than that, you know. Yeah, okay. But never in a critical situation, the biggest plays of the game. I think that's what made him, you know, a great player. But, you know, I saw that from a lot of guys, you know, through the years playing against him, and players that, you know, that I coached, you know, guys like Moss or Brewski, McGinnis, some of their biggest plays were at the most critical times, which is what made them great players. So, Troy Brown, I mean, again, there's another guy, you know, who's out there on every single play, on every punt return, covering kicks, field goal block. I mean, you know, you name it, you know, guys like that. Troy was out there. It took a lot of snaps, played on defense, but in the most critical plays when you need him the most, you were getting his top effort. You were getting his best play on that play. So, you know, I think that's a special quality that those players have. Not saying Brandon does or doesn't have it. I don't think we've really been through that enough, you know, with him. But, you know, I think there's an element of that. Kind of like you guys, you know, you write your best stories on Sunday or whatever. Just, you know, yeah, have some good ones. But then when you really need, you know, really need that top story, you know, that's when you really, really push the pencil a little bit harder on the paper. So.
I don't want to follow that up now. you mentioned the balance you have to strike with Bill O'Brien this week because you guys are playing in week three and they are one of the better teams in the AFC as well. Just how does that, where does that affect practice the most? Maybe in the 11-on-11 drills?
Yeah, you know, Bill and I have talked about it. I mean, honestly, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, I think this is another event that's hyped up by a lot more of the people who are watching it than the people who are involved with it. So, I mean, look, we played this team, you know, three times in the last 2 years. Half their coaching staff coached here. It's not a big secret that, you know, how we run you know, a certain play or how we coach a certain defense. And I'm sure they're coaching it the same way we played against them. That's not really what this practice is about. It's not what the middle of August is about. It's about building your team's conditioning, building your team's fundamentals, building your team's awareness, having them learn to play together with each other against good competition. And that's what we're going to do this week. You know, this isn't, we're not going to show them our triple reverse, and they're not going to show their, you know, triple safety blitz and a bunch of other garbage. Like, that's not what this is about. Wouldn't be about that with any team, but it's certainly not about that with these guys. You know, they're a tough, sound, fundamental football team. We've seen that, and we know that from their coaching staff and the way they prepare and the way they coach and the way we've competed against them. This is about us trying to get better, them trying to get better. And when we play each other in the regular season, then we'll game plan and we'll strategize and we'll do everything we can do to try to win the game. And they'll do the same thing. But that's not really what this week is about. And honest to God, they probably, Bill and Mike probably know our calls as well as we know them. And I'm sure we know a lot of the ones that they use because they're the same ones that we use. But you know, I don't think that really is. I mean, that's so overrated, in my opinion. Not in everybody else's, but in mine. I'm just trying to get our team better this week. That's what we're going to get down there and do. And the rest of it, I say, is like way less than 1% in my mind.
Two final questions.
Bill, now that you and your staff have seen the game tape of the Jacksonville game, anything specific jump out at you in terms of assessment that maybe you didn't pick up on live?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, we've gone through it, I'd say the fine-tooth comb with the players to look at, you know, every little thing to make sure we point it out, both good and bad. You know, as you go through games during the season, a lot of points are repetitive. In this case, this is the first game we have to correct, so there's a lot of things like cut blocking or tackling or open field blocking or kick coverage or things like that that we practice, but this is at a different tempo. It's at a different, in some cases, the techniques are a little bit different. And so we've gone to great detail with the players and as a staff looked at it to make sure we, you know, do a very good job of coaching it and that everybody understands, you know, how we want to do the situation in real games as opposed to a practice situation that maybe we've talked about but we haven't actually been able to execute. So, you know, we learned a lot from that game. We'll learn a lot from this game. The practices are good, but there's some things that come up in game situations that are just different than practice. You just can't quite simulate in practice. So going through those thoroughly and in detail and making sure that we know what we want to do, how we want to do it, and the next time we get a chance to do it, which might be this week, might be next week against Detroit, might be the following week against the Giants. I don't know. And, you know, a certain situation may not come up again. I'm talking about like a contact situation or, things that we don't practice in practice. When those come up, hopefully we'll be able to do them better. But we want to make sure we thoroughly explain it and that there's not again, because in some cases it's the first time it's really come up this year.
How do you evaluate players who maybe excel in a game, in a preseason game, in a regular season game, but struggle in practice or vice versa? How do you weigh those differences?
Yeah, well, it's all part of it. Yeah, it's, you know, big mosaic. It's not just one Polaroid snapshot. This is it. This is the player. It's a lot of things put together. Sometimes things happen in games that are circumstantial. Could be a good play that's not really a good play. It's more of our opponent making a bad play than us making a good play. Sometimes, you know, we might have a bad play that's really done pretty well, but it was just an exceptional play by our opponent. And, you know, normally it might be good enough, but it wasn't good enough in that particular instance because, you know, they were just a little bit better than we were on that. But, you know, it wasn't like it was just, you know, we totally misplayed it. So, again, it's, let's say a closer evaluation, a closer scrutiny. You know, looking at the competition, who are we competing against? Some cases, you know, some guys we're playing against in preseason probably aren't going to be playing a lot of football in a month. So the guys we're playing against in preseason are, you know, going to be, you know, solid or very good or elite NFL players. And there's a difference in competition between that. So it's not all the same. So we try to look at all of it. And the more consistency a player has, the better. So, you know, guys that only play stand out every once in a while, regardless of whether it's in practice or a game or a play here or a play there, you know, we're all looking for more consistency than that. And so the more they can do it, the better. More they can help themselves. Honestly, every player in this league has enough ability to go out there and, you know, flash a play here or there. And if they can't do that, then they're probably not in the league for very long. But all the guys that are in the league have enough ability to do that. We all respect that. It's the good ones to the great ones that can do it, you know, down after down, series after series, week after week, which includes in the practice field, because those are competitive situations too. So try to look at all of it. Thanks, all right. See you in West Virginia. All right. Thanks.